News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Opposition parties have not ruled out a Dáil walkout if the government forces through changes to speaking times that favour the regional independent TDs and indeed government backbenchers. Duncan Smith, Labour TD and party whip, joins us now. Duncan, are we going to see Labour, Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats, People Before Profit? Are you going to walk out?
I don't know if we walk out. We're not ruling it out, but the government are bringing this matter to a head today, and I think there'll have to be an expression of strong opposition to this. I mean, our position hasn't changed since the government, at the behest of Michael Lowry, have proposed this. We've had a long, drawn-out, pretty poisonous process, which was collapsed by the government 3 weeks ago, and I was at that meeting, and they're now bringing this to a head. We can't just lie down and accept it. It's utterly wrong. The very fundamentals of this, that a group that negotiated programme for government agreed it.
I know, and I think most people know the fund. Yeah, exactly. We know the nuts and bolts, and I accept your position, and I think you know it is. But in other parliaments, for example, we know that in Westminster, backbenchers of the government have opportunities to speak, have opportunities to ask questions. There is precedence for this elsewhere. This, according to what the government keeps saying, doesn't take any actual time from opposition speaking time. It is just additional time that's going to be held in the chamber, and it is holding up everything else, Duncan. I mean, there are so many things that you know, clampdown on vapes, Airbnbs, reforms of RTE, defective Celtic Tiger era apartments, schemes to remediate them. There's all kinds of things waiting in the wings to be sorted out. And round and round and round we go on the same topic that's holding everything else up. And at the end of the day, you've lost, haven't you? I mean, the government have the majority. They can do this if they choose to. Other than you know, banging the desk, there's nothing that can be done there, and that is democracy.
Look, if we lose the vote today, which is likely, we may lose a vote, but it doesn't mean we're wrong and we shouldn't stand up for our parliament. And again, I mean, we could have run the committee.
Well, you're paralysing the parliament to some extent, aren't you?
We're actually not. No, we're not. The government are, and that's the truth. We could run the committees. We could have run the Dahan method for the committees and have the committees up and running now. We proposed that. The government said no. The government could have brought legislation over the last 3-4 weeks. The government have not done that. This is all on the government. They've done a very sophisticated job of spinning this as a speaking right. It's not. It's a recognition of groups issue. And they refuse to include Michael Lowry's group as a member of government, even though the dogs in the street know that they are. So, we're right on this.
But it isn't just about Michael Lowry, in fairness, and I don't want to kind of dance on the head of the pin because people are sick of this. It's also government backbenchers.
Have used this as a Trojan horse now to get more speaking time. They've always had speaking time on loads of different issues, topical issues, questions on promised legislation, second stage of debate, and there's many, many more. They've never been gagged.
You said you're not outruling a walkout, but you can't do a walkout without it being organised. Otherwise, it'll look pathetic. One or two of you will walk out and the rest of you will sit down and all of that. So either there is a walkout or there isn't a walkout. Are you just not willing to say whether there is or not?
No,
one? Because that would have to be an organised act.
Hand on heart, there's nothing organised or coordinated at this moment in time.
Is there a danger, and it has been said by more than myself, that Labour is on a sticky wicket here, because you do look a little bit like Sinn Féin's lapdogs. There is that notion that when Ivana Bacik stood behind Mary Lou MacDonald on the plinth to back her, the head of the opposition looked exactly like that. She looked like the head of the opposition, and the rest of you looked like you were ancillary Sinn Féin.
I would dispute that. Again, this is an issue where each of the opposition leaders and whips are backing each other because we all have the same position. This is a procedural issue. There'll be differences in opposition parties on policy matters, and that was apparent in the last Dáil. Previous Dáil will be apparent in this Dáil. But look, I think it says something that on this procedural issue, all opposition parties of every hue have remained the same. We're not Sinn Féin's lapdogs. People know that. But we will work together with other parties when we agree a common position. And on this procedural matter, and
you've answered that, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, the government have brought about this reform. The government were able to bring it through committee stage, and they're able to bring it through the vote because they have the majority. And that is how the House functions. People take a vote on things, and there is a majority rule. That is democracy. That is Parliament. Other than you, all of you, sort of protesting and, as I say, banging on the desk and creating mayhem within our Dáil, there is nothing you can do to stop this, because this is the democratic process. Is this not just one of the things you're going to have to suck up because you have lost on this issue and there is no real way around it, whether you walk out or not.
If we lose this issue and this becomes a session Lord of the Dáil and we have to put up with like a very insipid, almost public parliamentary party meeting in the form of other members' questions, then you know we will have to absorb that over the course of this Dáil. But there's been a poisonous element brought into relationships at WIP level, for example, that has come from the government in terms of how they've operated at these meetings. So customs, which are important.
Well, people might say the poisonous element was two-sided to some extent. I mean, the scenes that we saw where the Ceann Comhairle was literally roasted from the seats within the Dáil, particularly from the opposition side, were unedifying and some would say misogynistic. There was an issue there with all of that, and certainly the vitriol and the anger, and as you might refer to as the poisonous division sort of within the Parliament, was not all one-sided, Duncan.
Well, I don't think, I would refute that there's any misogynistic element to that. That was a very untidy day, but it was an expression of democracy at the time, as untidy as it was. But in terms of what's happened since, in terms of the meetings behind the scenes, how the government have collapsed, when we were making progress on a number of issues, that the government just collapsed it. The fact that there's been no negotiations, no reach out. I mean, I've worked with three previous government chief whips, and they've all been strong and strident, but they would also work with you. That is not happening in this Dáil. That's the responsibility of the government and the government chief whips. They've done this. They're reducing the Taoiseach's time to take questions. They're increasing their own backbench time so that the Taoiseach and the government are going to get an easy ride. They're actually reducing opposition time when it comes to our own private members, albeit very marginally, but it's worth saying here. And they are giving Michael Lowry and his group a de facto leader's questions and everything Michael Lowry wants. So that is what Micheál Martin and his government are doing. And no matter what way this ends up today in terms of a row or Rúlia Buíochas or whatever happens, that is going to be the final analysis. And that remains as wrong now as it was 8-9 weeks ago.
Duncan Smith, Labour TD and Party Whip, thank you very much for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.